Okay, Chodesh Tov. We began discussing this morning, but now we go into the second day of Rosh Chodesh, so we actually begin the month of Adar. As we know, the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah said that Mishanechnas Av Mimatin B'Simcha. We'd say just like when you come to Av, we minimize happiness, so Mishanechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Now that halacha, as it were, is not quoted in the Rambam or in Shulchan Aruch. The Chassam Sofer in Orach Chaim, Tshuva Kuf Samach, suggests two different reasons why the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch may not rule like it. And he suggests that perhaps there's a machlokas, and he has two possible machlokot it may depend on. One is the question of whether Yesh or Ein Mazal Yisrael. Are the Jews affected by luck, by these constellations, by the zodiacs? The Gemara says in Shabbos that we're not. So he says one possibility is that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch thought that whether or not there's any significance to the month of Adar in terms of Marbim B'Simcha depends on whether you believe that Klal Yisrael is affected by the zodiac, since we paskin that we're not. So therefore, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch didn't paskin Mishnechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. The other possibility is he says maybe there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether in fact the entire month is a time of happiness or not. We know in Av, the halacha in the way we paskin is not that the whole month of Av is sad, but only until Tisha B'Av, and after that, and really, Mikra Din, it's only Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. The rest of Av doesn't have the limitations, and even the minhag of Ashkenazim that we have certain Hugi Avelis for 3 weeks, we finish it on Yud Av. So he says, if we paskin that Mishanichnas Av Mimatin B'Simcha doesn't mean the whole month, so maybe we don't paskin Mishanichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha means the whole month. But despite the fact the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch don't quote it, many of Machorim do. Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Aruch Chaim Siman Tav Reish Pei Vav. And many of the Tshuvot criticize the position of the Chassam Sofer and say, no, we really do paskin, whatever that means, that Mishanichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. And again, what the Gemara says, the implication of that is, if you have a business deal, you have a court case against a non-Jew, so now's the time to do it because it's an auspicious time. Now, why is it an auspicious time? Why do we treat it with the simcha? So you have basically two directions that the Mefarshim take. One, if you look, for example, in the Pnine Halacha, he takes it as the fact that Purim happened in Adar proves to you that it's a lucky month, and therefore we might as well take advantage of the luck that is inherent in the month. Now some of the Achronim flip it and say, no, once in Adar you had the miracle of Purim, and we experienced danger turning into joy, so we're supposed to treat it with extra joy to instill within ourselves the notion that God flipped what could have been a disaster, miyagon, lisimcha. Now, what month of Adar does it apply to? Let's say you have two Adars. So here you have a machlokas. Some of the Achronim say that it means any month which is called Adar. First Adar, second Adar, doesn't matter. Adar is this auspicious month. The Yavetz, however, if you look in the Tshuvas Yavetz, Chelek Beis, Tshuva Peches, he says, no, the only Adar that is significant is the second Adar. It's the Adar of Samuch L'Nisan. The first Adar is not relevant. So all, to whatever extent this is true, it's only true in the second Adar. Now, when do you stop being happy, quote unquote? So some of the Achronim, if you look in the Chassam Sofer, if you look in the Eshel Avram of Buchach, they say it's only Adar, right? Whatever Adar you think it is, it's only Adar. Rashi, in Tainis Daf Choftes, and this is taken up by the Elia Rabba, says no. Mishanichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, but that doesn't mean when Adar finishes, you stop. It's Adar and Nisan. Because Nisan is even more miraculous than Adar. It's 2 months of particularly auspicious times, and the end of this auspicious period doesn't end until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Now, what other implications are there to this principle besides for this notion of court cases, of pushing off court cases with non-Jews until Adar? So one minhag I found, which I'd never heard of before, but it's quoted both in the Piskei Tshuvos and in the Nitei Gavriel. Apparently, it's a Hasidish minhag to hang a sign in your house, right, which says Mishanichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. So I've seen people do that, but they add a twist, and they apparently certain people have the minhag that, right, we're supposed to have in our houses. Why we don't is a long story, but we're supposed to have an amma by an amma, which is left unpainted and unplastered, zecher l'churban. So they suggest that maybe what you're supposed to do is take that sign and cover that zecher l'churban during Adar to make us not think about the Chorban, and that will be Mar B'Simcha. An interesting spin on this that I saw today. Okay, now what does it mean to be Mar B'Simcha otherwise? So, Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Elichah Shlomo just says it means don't do anything which will make you sad. But if you look in the Nitei Gavriel, he actually thinks that no, in addition to arranging your court cases and having this sign, there's actually a mitzvah to, as he says, do whatever makes you happy for the month. So I don't know what halachic bearing that has, but if you want an excuse to do things that you enjoy, then and there you go. That is your halachic warrant. And since this is a good time to remind everyone that we're going into Aleph Adar, and therefore we still say Yalav Yavo in Maariv, so that is your reminder.